The Hard Shoulder on News Talk
with Nissan. Let's go the distance by keeping our distance. Nissan, innovation that excites.
Now, Tony Killeen is representing a group called EPIC, E-P-I-C, and they made a submission to the COVID committee, and such was the concern we had on hearing to their plight, and Tom Dunn of the music maestro himself telling us the devastation in the sector dependent on events and festivals, that we just had to get them on the show today. You're welcome to the programme, Tony.
Thank you very much.
Now, just how grim is the events industry getting on?
It's fairly grim because everything stopped. Just one day we had a whole season, you know, one of the busiest seasons coming up, and the next minute we just stopped and we haven't done anything since. It's, you know, it's one of the outcomes of COVID-19, and looking at the way things are at the moment, it looks as if it will be a while before we start again. So, grim.
So, could you put a monetary figure on your losses? Jobs, incomes?
Well, nobody's working, and everybody in the main, it's a seasonal industry. So it's 100% loss of our income for this year, because the early part of the year is the planning. Then you go and do the events, and then when that finishes, you get ready to plan again. So the actual events is where the income is generated.
Well, let me put the question a different. Who do EPIC represent?
We represent about 3,500 people working full-time in the industry, and then about 15,000 people that work part-time in the industry. But and we represent the contractors. Irish contractors who have specialist equipment, sound equipment, lighting equipment, stages, barriers, all that equipment that's very particular to the event industry. And it's something that has been built up over probably 25 years, like the early oxygens. Once you went past first stage, you were getting things in from the UK. Now we have an industry that can supply the Irish market. But as it stands, we don't have any work.
What are you looking for from government?
We're looking for a number of things. It's, I suppose, because we're going to be the last back to work, we need the COVID payments and the income support to stay in place until our industry reopens for the people in it. We need grants. A lot of contractors invested in equipment that's just, this was going to be the busiest year, and a lot of contractors spent big money and they have warehouses full of equipment and it's not generating any income. So it's support grants to get us through this crisis. We're looking for a lower VAT rate so that we can try and restart the industry.
And what is your VAT rate? Is it 13.5%?
In the main, it's 23%, and then labour-intensive activities are 13.5%.
And tell me this, what does the new normal look like for your sector? Because, you know, Tom Dunn has been telling me about drive-in events, you know, socially distanced concerts where people can be in a cluster of their own cluster and screening around that. I mean, like, you know, we might have to wait a while for a vaccine, difficult winter ahead. Like, at some point, with schools, with everything, we've just got to, you know, manage this as best we can. What do you see as the new normal, indoor and outdoor?
That's a hard one to guess, because the COVID-19 is such a new phenomena. Yes, we have had some drive-in events, and in the main they have worked, but the numbers are low, like 500 people, and you're all your costs, so the margins are very low on it. One of the requests we have is that there's a working group where we can plan to get back to work, but that we have access to the science that is available. And they're still learning about COVID-19, but, you know, there's no point in us sitting down and planning how we're going to get people back into a theatre or a concert venue unless we have access to the science of what works and doesn't work. And unfortunately, that's still changing. I'm confident and an optimist, and I believe the industry will come back. It's just going to take it a while to adjust. The small things like driving and that, where you're sitting in your car, you know, our DNA is to socialize. So that's totally contrary to what can happen at the moment. So,
you see, my part of my attitude to this is, you know, and they said this about the pubs, and people said, oh, how could you do this and so on. I mean, if you, Mrs. Murphy or someone, don't want to go to the pub, that's fine. If you don't want to go to the concert, like, is there an element amongst young people that, you know what I mean, we have to leave this up to some sense of personal responsibility, that you might go, you might be careful, you might, you know what I mean, wear a mask and so on. Like, do you think we've been too deferential to Neffet?
I don't think we've been too deferential to Neffet in what they have had to manage and deal with to this point. But I think we are approaching a place where there will have to be more personal responsibility, and people will make decisions that they have to be responsible for. There's a lot of people that may not go to events like the theatre or concerts in the short-term future, but there's a lot of people out there that want to go to events. But we do have to abide by the science that makes it as safe as possible.
What about the other big change is Zoom meetings, remote working, online shopping. Can you stream, you know, some of your stuff? Like, if I watch, you know, Live at the Apollo at 12:30 at night, you know, that could be streamed. You know what I mean? I could watch that and maybe pay for it. Is there a new normal in terms of virtual accessing entertainment?
Yes, you can stream, you can virtual, but I don't know how many people have done streaming and Zooming and all that. They're brilliant in their place, but there is none of the emotion, the soul, the heart and soul of music or performance or theatre. You know, you're not going to do a Shakespeare play on a Zoom or a stream it and it have the same impact. You know, the culture changes people's lives, opinions. That's hard to do in the sterile atmosphere of streaming and Zoom. Now, it has a place, don't get me wrong, but people need to socialise. It's their DNA and they want to be part of it and they get emotional. You know, everyone has their favourite song or even the song they hate. Everyone has their favourite play.
Indeed.
You know.
No, it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy. Well, look, let's hope the government and the new government are listening to you.
The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk
with Nissan. Together, let's play our part by staying apart. Nissan. Innovation that excites.